Morning Watch, Experiencing, Enjoying, and Expressing Christ, 1, Week 12, The Divine Trinity, the Spirit of Jesus, and the Kingdom of God. Monday, Related Verses, Acts 2, verses 32 through 33. This Jesus God has raised up, of which we all are witnesses. Therefore, having been exalted to the right hand of God, and having received the promise of the Holy Spirit from the Father, he has poured out this which you both see and hear. Acts 1, verses 1 through 2, 4 through 5, 8, 11, and 21. The former account I have made, O Theophilus, concerning all the things that Jesus began both to do and to teach, until the day on which he was taken up, after he had given commandment through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he chose. Verses 4 through 5. And as he met together with them, he charged them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which, he said, you heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you shall be baptized in the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Verse 8, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Verse 11, who also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you beheld him going into heaven. Verse 21, it is necessary, therefore, that of the men who accompanied us all the time, in which the Lord Jesus went in and went out among us. Related reading. The Bible tells us that Christ ascended into heaven, but it also says that he was taken up and exalted by God. After God exalted him, the Holy Spirit was poured out on the disciples. The Son ascended, the Father exalted him, and the Spirit was poured out. The triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, was fully involved with the ascension and the pouring out of the Spirit. In the Son's death, the triune God was involved. In the Son's resurrection, the triune God was involved. And in the Son's ascension and exaltation, the triune God was also involved. The Father, the Son, and the Spirit were wrapped up with the Son's ascension and the pouring out of the Spirit. The exalted Christ's receiving of the promise of the Holy Spirit was actually his receiving of the Holy Spirit himself. Christ was conceived of the Spirit essentially for his existence in humanity, and was anointed with the Spirit economically for his ministry among men. After his resurrection and ascension, he still needed to receive the Spirit economically again, that he might pour himself out upon his body to carry out his heavenly ministry on earth for the accomplishing of God's New Testament economy. In Acts 2, verse 15, Peter said, These men are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is the third hour of the day. The third hour of the day was 9 o'clock in the morning. Verses 16 through 18 continue. This is what is spoken through the prophet Joel. And it shall be in the last days, says God, that I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream things and dreams. And indeed, upon my slaves, both men and women. I will pour out of my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy." The last days mentioned in verse 17 denote the closing period of the present age, which began from Christ's first coming and will last until Christ's second coming. The pouring out of the Spirit upon all flesh differs from the breathing of the Spirit into the disciples out of the mouth of Christ after his resurrection. The pouring out of God's Spirit was from the heavens after Christ's ascension. The former is the essential aspect of the Spirit in his being, breathed into the disciples as life for their living. The latter is the economical aspect of the Spirit in his being, poured upon them as power for their work. The same Spirit is within them essentially and upon them economically. The pouring out of the Spirit after Christ's ascension was the descension of the resurrected and ascended Christ as the all-inclusive Spirit to carry out his heavenly ministry on earth, to build up his church as his body for God's New Testament economy. The economical filling of the Holy Spirit was actually the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. This outpouring was different from the breathing of the Holy Spirit. We also need to see that the Holy Spirit poured out on the day of Pentecost was actually the resurrected and ascended Christ himself. In Acts 2, verse 21, Peter went on to say, "And it shall be that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Calling on the name of the Lord is not a new practice that began with the New Testament. Rather, it began with Enosh, the third generation of mankind in Genesis.